It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine.
And we'll be getting more of that sunshine very soon. Just a few more clouds between us and what our weather expert Cliff Mass calls a near perfect week ahead. I'm Ariel Van Cleef, filling in for Bellamy Palethorpe this week. In just a moment, Cliff will be explaining research he's been conducting at the University of Washington called Regional Climate Modeling. But first, we'll get the details on the forecast over the next several days. What are we looking forward to, Cliff?
Well, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun over the weekend, and then much better conditions next week. Today we have low clouds. That's due to an upper-level trough that's moving in some moisture off the ocean. But we'll see sun today, and temperatures will climb probably into the lower 70s, not much above that. Now, this weekend, it's not going to be a bad weekend. But this weak trough is going to be hanging out over the region, which means there'll be some low clouds. It'll break. We'll probably see sunshine every day, quite a bit of sunshine. Temperatures getting to the lower to mid-70s. But there could be some sprinkles on the western side of the Cascades. That's certainly possible because the air aloft is quite cold, and that promotes what we call instability. As we get into the week, though, I think this trough is going to move out and we'll be into a flow pattern. It'll give us extremely normal temperatures. We're talking about low 70s, sun pretty much every day, and very, very little rain. So I think most of the showers are over and it'll fade out over the weekend.
Well, that's definitely something to look forward to. Cliff, you and a group of atmospheric researchers at UW have been conducting regional climate modeling. Tell us what that is.
Well, many people know about global climate models, and you know, you keep on hearing about it, how the Earth will warm with a certain amount of increase in greenhouse gases. Well, the trouble about these global models is that they don't have enough resolution, enough detail to define the weather in a place like the Northwest. These large-scale global models don't have the land-water contrast like Puget Sound. They don't have the terrain like the Cascades or even the Olympics. And so it's difficult to get an accurate understanding of what climate change will bring here to the Northwest. So a group of us here at the University of Washington have decided to do it right. What we've done is we've run 12 times very high-resolution weather prediction model for 130 years, but just over the Northwest. So we use the global climate models to define what's happening on the whole planet, and then we telescope in to what will happen locally. And it's given us a picture of what's going to happen here in the Northwest during the next century.
So what did you find in terms of expected warming, changes in things like precipitation?
Well, everybody expects warming from global warming, from increasing greenhouse gases, but there's more subtleties to this. When you run at high resolution, you find there's a big change depending upon where you are in the region. Over the coastal areas, the temperatures by the end of the century will warm up moderately. It'll definitely warm, but the warming will be much more profound on the eastern side of the Cascades. And that makes a lot of sense because the water tends to slow down the heating. By the way, we made the assumption in these runs that, you know, mankind is going to keep on putting stuff in the atmosphere. So this is like the worst possible case that we keep on doing what we're doing. So temperature depends where you are. Precipitation, that's kind of interesting. It turns out precipitation is going to increase slightly here over the whole year. So annually, we're going to have a little bit more precipitation, which makes sense because the air holds more water. But there are some subtleties there as well. The summertime will be slightly drier. Now, we have drier summers now, but there'll be maybe an inch and a half less rain here in Seattle over the summers. The snowpack, well, that's what we really could define with this high resolution. And we look at the snowpack and the Cascades and the Olympics, and it's startling how far it falls. By the end of the century, the snowpack at medium to, you know, moderate elevations, maybe 2,000 to 5,000 feet, will be down by like 75% by the end of the century if we keep on doing what we're doing. So, you know, a lot less snow in the mountains.
So what's the takeaway that you're hoping people will get when they're going through this research and thinking about, well, what do we do? What's next?
Well, what this kind of information gives us is details about what we think will happen. So it allows us to adapt, to prepare. We see where we'll have more water and less water, where we need the extra reservoirs, where people need to move, what we need to do to adapt to the changes that could happen. The other thing is it shows how serious the changes could be by the end of the century, and that can certainly help motivate people to work on alternative energy sources and renewables to try to move away from fossil fuels.
You can find more details about this research, along with graphs and charts, at Cliff's blog. So thanks so much, Cliff.
Sure, Ariel. It's good to talk to you.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and you can hear from him every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of these conversations at our website, knkx.org. Ariel Van Cleve, KNKX News.